नमों विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यानुसृताय श्रील प्रभुपाद की। एवरीवन गॉट द कॉपी, सम कॉपी? So today, what is today's topic? Who remembers? How many we have covered so far? Out of six, we covered only two. Daina and Atmanivedan. So what is the third one? Third one is, very good, Goptritte Bodhan. Sharanagati, surrender to Krishna, has six angas, six limbs or six steps, six aspects that we discussed the other day, the first day, when we were introducing the topic. Daino Atmanivedan, Goptritte Boron, Abhushurukhibe Krishna, Vishash Palon, Bhakti Anugul Matra, Karjiro Shikar, Bhakti Pratikul Bhav, Varjanam Kikar. Humility, surrender of the self, Atmanivedan, Goptritte Boron, accepting Krishna as the only shelter, accepting Krishna as the Lord and Master. So, in this chapter also, Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote many psalms. Many means, in this chapter I think Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote six psalms. So we have selected just one. It goes like, কি জানি কি বলে তোমারও ধামেতে হইন শরণাগত। আই ডু নট নো ডিউ টু হোয়াট গুড ফর্চুন বলে, অলদো ইট মিনস স্ট্রেংথ, উইথ হোয়াট স্ট্রেংথ, বাট ইট অ্যাকচুয়ালি মিনস ডিউ টু হোয়াট গুড ফর্চুন I have taken shelter of your lotus feet. I have come to your shelter. The only reason is that tumi dayamoy. I do not know how I came to your shelter. But you are the most merciful. Tumi dayamoy. Potito pavana. You are delivering the fallen souls. Potito tarone ratu. You are always engaged in delivering the fallen souls. Potito tarone ratu. So that is, I do not know how I came to take shelter of your lotus feet. But you are very merciful, you are the most merciful. You are the deliverer of the fallen souls. And you are always engaged in saving, rescuing the fallen souls. And since you have seen that I am so fallen, you have delivered. ভরসায় আমার এই মাত্র নাথ। ভরসা আমার মিন্স মাই ওনলি হোপ ইজ ওনলি দিস মাই লর্ড। ভরসায় আমার এই মাত্র নাথ তুমি তো করুণাময়। মাই ওনলি হোপ ইজ দ্যাট ইউ আর ভেরি মার্সিফুল। তব দয়া পাত্র নাহি মোর সম অবশ্য ঘুচাবে ভয়। There is no one as deserving a candidate as I am. তব দয়া পাত্র, the candidate for your mercy, নাহি মোরো সম, no one is there as deserving as I am. অবশ্য ঘুচাবে ভয়, I am confident that you will free me from my fearful condition. You will surely drive away all fear. আমারে তারিতে কাহারো সকতি অবনি ভিতরে নাহি। আমারে তারিতে, ইন অর্ডার টু ডেলিভার মি, কাহারো সকতি, নো ওয়ান হ্যাজ দ্য স্ট্রেংথ, অবনি ভিতরে নাহি, নো ওয়ান হ্যাজ দ্য স্ট্রেংথ ইন দিস অবনি। অবনি মিন্স দ্য earth planet. In the entire planet there is no one who has the strength to deliver me. Dayalu Thakur ghoshona tomar adhamo pamore tahi. But my merciful Lord, ghoshona tomar, you have broadcasted, you have announced that you will deliver the fallen souls. Let's see. No one else has the power to deliver me, O merciful Lord. By your declaration, kindly deliver this vile and lowly sinner. দয়াল ঠাকুর ঘোষণা তোমার অধম পামরি ত্রাহি, দ্যাট ইউ উইল ডেলিভার দ্য ফলেন সোল। সকল ছাড়িয়া, গিভিং আপ এভরিথিং, আসিয়াছি আমি, আই হ্যাভ কাম তোমার চরণে নাথ, অ্যাট ইউর লোটাস ফিট মাই ডিয়ার লর্ড। সকল ছাড়িয়া আসিয়াছি আমি তোমারও চরণে নাথ, আমি নিত্য দাস তুমি পালয়িতা, তুমি গোপ্তা জগন্নাথ। আমি নিত্য দাস, আই এম ইয়র ইটার্নাল সার্ভেন্ট, অ্যান্ড তুমি পালয়িতা, ইউ আর মাই প্রোটেক্টর, ইউ আর মাই মেনটেনার, তুমি গোপ্তা জগন্নাথ, ইউ আর মাই Lord and Master, you are the Lord of the universe. I am your eternal servant and you are my protector and maintainer, O Lord of the universe. Tomar shakol ami matro dash, amare taribe tumi. Everything is yours, tomar shakol, everything belongs to you. I am merely a servant, certain that you will deliver me. Tomar charon korinu boron amar nahito ami. Now that I have accepted your lotus feet, I am not mine anymore. Amar nahito ami. I do not belong to me anymore. I have become yours. Bhakoti Binod Kadiya Sharon Loeche Tomar Pai. Bhakti Binod Thakur, crying, has taken shelter of your lotus feet. Khomi Aporad Name Ruchi Diya Palono Karohe Tai. Forgiving his offenses, name ruchi diya, by giving him the taste of the holy name. And khomi aporad, name ruchi diya, পালনও করো হয়ে তাই, প্লিজ ইউ মেইনটেইন হিম। সো ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর ইজ অ্যাপিলিং টু কৃষ্ণ দ্যাট উইথ টিয়ার্স ইন মাই আইজ, কাঁদিয়া স্মরণ লয়েছে তোমার পায়, ভক্তিবিনোদ হ্যাজ নাও টেকেন শেল্টার অফ ইউর লোটাস ফিট, প্লিজ ফরগিভ হিম ফর অল হিজ অফেন্সেস অ্যান্ড গিভিং হিম দ্য টেস্ট ফর দ্য হোলি নেম, নামে রুচি দিয়া পালনও করো হে তাই, মেইনটেইন হিম প্লিজ। সো দিস ইজ হাউ উই হ্যাভ টু অ্যাকসেপ্ট কৃষ্ণা অ্যাজ দ্য লর্ড অ্যান্ড মাস্টার। Who is your Lord and Master? Sri Krishna. That is the main understanding. This morning, someone means Sudeshna Devidasi, came to me. Today is her birthday, so we'll celebrate it also in the evening. So, she came to offer obeisances to me and she was telling me that she cannot remember. She reads, but she can't remember. I have seen this problem with many devotees. They try to memorize verses, but they cannot. And especially when we become old, our memory becomes weak. When you are young, then we can memorize things very quickly. So that is why it is important that when you are young, we are trained to memorize. Anyway, so I was telling her that you have to memorize only three things. You have to remember only three things. All of us have to remember only three things. Those three things are: Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are His eternal servants. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and you are His servant. And your main business, your only business is to serve Him. Since you are His servant, what should you do? Go for a walk? If you are His servant, then you have to serve Him. That is the relationship between servant and master. Is it very difficult to remember these three things? If you can remember these three things, and if you can mold your life according to this understanding, you will achieve your perfection, spiritual perfection. If you can leave our body with this understanding, yet if at the time of death you can remember these three things: Krishna is God, I am His servant, and my business is to serve Him. So does it need the brain of a rocket scientist? Anybody, even a child can remember. How many of you can remember this? Very good. So now, lead your life with this understanding. Krishna is the Lord and Master. That is what we are discussing here today. Who is your Lord and Master? Why? Is it difficult to understand why Krishna is our Lord and Master? Who is the Lord? Who owns? Right? The Lord means the owner. So who owns everything? Who owns everything? Who knows? Those who really know, raise both of your hands and say, Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Krishna, Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So now who is, tell me, who is your Lord and Master? Who owns everything? Krishna. And if he is the master of everything, then is he my master also? Is he your master also? So just remember that. He is your Lord and Master. If you remember that he is your Lord and Master, will it be difficult to surrender to him? Or if you do not know that he is your Lord and Master, will it be easy to surrender to him? Will it be easy? It will be very difficult, because we will question him, why should I surrender to Krishna? Why should we surrender to Krishna? Let us consider a simple consideration. How many of you are working in an office or under somebody? Okay. So you have a boss, right? Those who are working, do you have a boss? How many of you have a boss? Okay. Now why do you accept him as your boss? Why? Boss means what? And the English word boss means master, isn't it? So why did you accept him as your boss? Simple consideration is because at the end of the month, he gives you money. If he didn't give you money, will you accept him as your boss? No. So because he gives you money, and you think you need money, so you have accepted him or that company as your Lord and Master. Right? So now consider what he is giving you. Your boss is giving you, what does he give you? He gives you some money. And why do you need money? If I ask you, why do you need money? You will say, to buy food. You need money to buy food? Right? Now, who is giving the food? Who is giving the food? Let's consider, how does the food come? You may say that the food is there in the shop. And you have to go and the shopkeeper owns the food. So you pay the shopkeeper the money and you get the food. But did the shopkeeper really produce the food? Who produced the food? The farmer produced the food. And how did the farmer produce the food? What did he do? He prepared the land and he sowed the seed. And from the seed, the plants came. Now, did the farmer produce the seed in his laboratory? Who produced the seed? Krishna. And only seed will not do. You have to plant the seed onto the land. Whose land is it? Krishna's land. Only planting the seed will not do. You need water. And the water, where did the water come from? From rain. So did the farmer produce the rain? Who produced the rain? Krishna. Just the rain is not enough. You need the sun rays also to make the plant grow. Who created the sun?
Krishna.
Even sun is not enough. It was the moon rays that actually, moon is full of nectar. And through the rays, moon actually sends the nectar that goes into the plant that comes out in the form of fruits or grains. So who produced the moon?
Krishna.
So who is providing us the food?
Krishna.
What is the most important factor for being alive?
Air to breathe.
Now who is supplying that air? Is somebody supplying the air? Or is it in the atmosphere? You may say, well, there are air, nobody supplied, it's there. Okay, if it is there, then let us consider, we are taking oxygen while we are inhaling, and where we are exhaling, what we are doing? We are giving carbon dioxide. So if for so many people, so many animals, so many birds, so many reptiles, they are all breathing oxygen and giving out carbon dioxide. So what would have happened naturally? Wouldn't the atmosphere become filled with carbon dioxide? But did it happen? Why not? The trees are taking carbon dioxide, trees and plants, and giving out oxygen. Did somebody make this arrangement, or it just happened by chance? Somebody must have made the arrangement. Who made this arrangement? So now you see, who is maintaining you? Krishna. So that is the thing. Who? Gopta means the maintainer. So the one who is maintaining you, he is your Lord. Right? So if you only recognize that Krishna is your maintainer, and then only, just as it says, Tumi Paloita, you are the maintainer, and you are the Jagannath, you are the Lord of the universe. So that is how we have to systematically, scientifically understand that Krishna is our Lord and Master. That is the meaning of practicing devotional service. We are practicing devotional service for what? To become a servant of Krishna. That is the only purpose of our devotional service. Now we don't realize that we are the servant, because for so many lifetimes we have been thinking that we are the Lord and Master. Because we are so stupid, we couldn't think deeply enough. We simply thought, oh, I have so much, I am so qualified, I have so much money, so I am the Lord and Master. But it never occurred to us that if Krishna didn't supply the food, we would be dead long time ago. If Krishna didn't supply the air, we would have been dead long time ago. Another example I often think of is the earth planet. What is the size, shape of the earth planet? The shape of the earth planet is round. And where are we situated? Where we are situated? Earth is round, and we are situated inside the earth or outside the earth? On the surface of the earth we are situated. And is the earth static or earth moving? Earth is moving. Now you consider a round object and it has something here, and if it moves, what will happen? The thing will fall off. So shouldn't we have fallen off? But did it ever happen? Did anybody ever got deflected into the space? Did it ever happen? And you know with what speed Earth is moving? Earth is moving almost at a speed of 1,000 kilometers per hour. 1,000 kilometers per hour. A plane generally moves at about at a speed of 700 kilometers per hour. But can the plane catch up with the thing? Only supersonic planes can. Like there used to be a Concorde aircraft. It was supersonic. And that could move beyond the speed of Earth. Supersonic means, what is the sound speed of sound? No, not sound. The movement of Earth. At what speed Earth is moving? I'm sorry. Sound, yeah. I'm focused. In miles or kilometers? How many kilometers per hour? Okay. So the thing is, it's around 750 kilometers. Say, or 800 kilometers. And that speed is called the most, speed of sound is called knot. Mach. And it goes into, so the Concorde used to move at a speed of 2 Machs. About 2 Machs. That means about 1600, 1700. And that could actually go beyond time. Like once I took a flight in Concorde from Paris. I left Paris to New York. I left Paris at 11 o'clock in the morning. And I arrived in New York at 8 o'clock in the morning. So I saved 3 hours. Anyway, so Earth is moving at such a tremendous speed. Can you imagine? Moving at a speed of about 1,000 or 1,100 kilometers per hour. And we are situated on that, on the surface of the Earth. Shouldn't we have got thrown into the space long time ago? But did it ever happen? Did you ever hear that somebody got thrown into the space because the Earth is moving? Why not? Because of the gravitational pull. Now who created this gravity? We may say gravity, gravitational pull, but who created it? Did somebody arrange it? Krishna. So is Krishna maintaining you? Is Krishna taking care of you all the time? So if he is maintaining us, then isn't it natural that we should accept him as our Lord and Master? So that is the point. So that is what we have to understand. And that's what we have to remember. Not blindly we should accept it, but thoughtfully, with proper intelligent analysis and reasoning. Okay, so now we'll sing this song as we just sang, just discussed. Ki jani ki bole tomaro dhamete hoinu sharanagato. I do not know with what strength I do not know due to what good fortune I have taken shelter of your lotus feet. Anyway, we discuss the translation. Ki jani ki bole tomar dhamete hoinu sharanagat. Tumi dayamoy potito pavana potito tarana rato. Bharoshay amar ei matro nath tumi to korunamoy. Tabo daya patro nahi moro shamo abosho ghuchabe bhoy. Amare tarite kaharo shakuti avoni bhitore nahi. Dayal thakur ghoshona tomar adhamo pamore trahi. Shakolo chariya ashiyachi ami tomar charone nath. Ami nitto dash tumi paloita tumi gopta jagannath. Tomar shakol ami matro dash amare taribe tumi. Tomar charon korinu boron amar nahito ami. Bhakoti binod kadiya sharon loeche tomaro pai. Khomi aporad name ruchi diya palon karohitai. So will you be able to sing with me? How many of you will be able to sing with me? Very good. How many of you want to sing with me? Thank you. Jai Srila Prabhupada. So Today I won't take any questions, and at 10 o'clock there will be initiation. So those who are getting initiation, you all fast till the initiation. And those who are not taking initiation or already initiated, you can go and have your breakfast. So 10 o'clock we'll have initiation ceremony here today. Ganganayan, do you have any announcement? Oh, acha. Okay. This is the Bhagavad Gita. Okay, it's a paste for the English is a kira kum.
English is
a Hindi. Hare Krishna, this is how the Bhagavad Gita is being presented. Yesterday, how many of you pledged? Quite a few hands went up, and I told you to give the names.
Oh. 2,300
already sponsored. 2,000? 2,000. Okay. So, Ganganaran just told me that out of 2,500, 2,300 has been sponsored. So we are short of?
200.
Is it 200? You said 2,300 something.
No,
you
said 2,300.
Just 23, okay. Just 2,300. So there is a shortfall of 200. Who is going to cover those 200?
200 Gitas.
Yes. So 200 Gitas. There's 65 and 114. So 365, three sponsors for 65 Gitas will cover that. So what do we do? So, yesterday those who pledged, did you all give your names? Or is there anyone who forgot to give your name? Okay, is anybody else going to pledge for 65 Gitas each? Okay. Yesterday you gave 65. Okay. So, thank you. Thank you. And Kunal, you give? Huh? Oh, you pledged 65 and you're giving another 65. Another 114. Oh, from 65 you're going to 114. Okay, it's almost.
The list.
Huh?
Oh,
okay. Okay then. Anyway, so thank you, it covers. Now we have about 60 extra. Okay, very good. Every Gita will have 100 questions. And those who are studying those who will get the Gitas, they have to answer this question and send it back to them. And a Hare Krishna Mahamantra card with address of Ujjain. We have a Gita course, so I'm sure we'll get about 2,500 prisoners in Ujjain prison going to do the Bhakti Shastri now. Okay. Ujjain Correctional Home, Gita Dan Jagya, organized by ISKCON. Very good. Thank you. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Gaur Premanande.
We are giving this, sir. On the occasion of the most auspicious appearance, the celebration of His Holiness Bhakti Charaswami Guru Maharaj, with the best compliments from Krishna Karuna Prabhu Halan. In this, everybody is in a manifest here. Under the name of Guru Maharaj. Hare Krishna.